Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. The White Sox rained out today. That's why we're on until 4 o'clock. Andy Mazur's here.
I'm here.
Doing the pre and post.
Yeah, I was doing getting ready for the pregame today when we got word that the game was canceled.
So can you use that pregame tomorrow?
Some of it will last the test of time. But, you know, we like to treat our listeners to the most up-to-date current information. So we'll make that a fluid situation.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's bring up our good friend. She is a career coach and spiritual guide. It is Gina Murata. And before you say anything, I want to say thank you because you sent something, I think it was either this week or last week, my three pieces of career advice in Oprah's new book. And I'm not kidding when I say this, Gina. I've sent it to 10 different people.
Oh, Pete, that's amazing.
Including our mutual friend Jane, who didn't open your email that day.
How do you know she didn't open it?
Because I sent it to her, and she's like, oh, my God, where did you get this? I go, these are Gina's emails. So, by the way, if people go to your website, you send free advice out on a regular basis.
I do. Every Tuesday, I have a blog that I publish, and it's called Love Your Work Weekly. And so you can subscribe on my website, and you'll get it in your inbox.
Okay, and that's what I got, the three pieces of career advice in Oprah's new book, so I don't have to read Oprah's new book, which is nice.
Nope, you've got my top advice covered.
You know, can I go through the top three? People are probably wondering, number one, when you're ready, the universe organizes to help you get on your path. Do you want to explain?
Yes.
You want to explain that real quick?
I do, yes. And I really, the audience I was speaking to here and what Oprah's new book is speaking to here is someone who might not have a sense of their direction. And their, you know, her book is called The Path Made Clear. And so the idea is when you make that declaration, I want to get clarity, right? Because before you do that, you're living in a state of, like, let's say, chaos, confusion, burnout, struggle. But then you reach a point and you say, I actually want to get clear. I actually want to discover my dream, or I have a sense of my dream, and I want to move in this direction. Once you get that, once you say that, the universe organizes to support you to get what you need. In other words, we do not live in a vacuum. We live in a human society with nature around us, people around us, and so when you declare something with clarity, the environment around you responds. People will show up that can help you with what you need.
Yep.
I just talked to someone yesterday who said she's been trying to find a coach for about a year, and she said, I don't know why, but I just found you on Google last week, right? Like, why didn't she find me a year ago? Time wasn't right for her.
Right.
So once you're ready, once you declare it, things will come to you.
I usually say when your radar's up, when you make that decision and your radar's up, you're going to notice certain things, or things are going to fall in your lap that you didn't notice before. Does that make sense?
That's right. Yes, absolutely, because you just were shut down to it before, and now you're open and you're looking.
This is how here's my analogy for people that are listening right now. It's like when you buy a brand new car. You don't see that car anywhere else, but once you have that car, you notice it everywhere.
That's right, because your attention's on it. Exactly.
Right. How about that? Number two, you have natural raw talent and can use it to get on your path right now.
That's right. Okay, so most people who are looking to shift their career to be more purposeful, they know that there's a path I want to get on that I'm not on right now. Most people tend to have this belief that they may need more schooling or something to help them get on the path. But the reality is your true path and your purpose, there's raw, natural talent you were born with. Oprah gives some great examples of this in her book of some people she's interviewed. Like, for example, Nate Berkus. He's pretty well known in Chicago. He's an interior designer. He did a show from Chicago on interior design, one of Oprah's, stars that she plucked out and saw a lot of talent in. And he talks about when he was a child, how he was very sensitive to the spaces around him. Like, he had to share a room with his brother, and this was a huge struggle, and his mom saw it, and he lit up when he could, like, organize a space and put it the way he wanted it. So that's just the way it works for all of us. There's a natural talent within that we all have that we don't need someone to teach us, and that's what your path is about, that natural raw talent.
Three pieces of career advice in Oprah's new book. So number three is you don't need to know how your whole path will unfold to get started. Most people have to have everything together, or it becomes too overwhelming. They just need to get started, don't they?
Yes. Yes. You know, if you're looking for a big purpose and a big destiny, if that's what you feel in your heart, there's a bigger dream that you hold, people get intimidated by that. Like, oh, how am I going to get that done? How am I going to ever publish a book? How am I going to ever get that kind of job? How am I going to ever start my own business? I hear people say these things all the time.
Yeah, we all do it, man. I do it, too.
Yeah. And the truth is, if you know in your heart it's your destiny, the universe opens up to help you get there.
Okay.
So you don't need to know how. You just need to know that, yes, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Understand why you want to do that. Like find your true purpose for it. And then just take the next one, two, three steps. That's all you need to know.
All right. We're talking with life coach Gina Murata. Now, there's people listening right now that are struggling with their job, struggling with relationships. What's the first thing that they could kind of do to get started? Is there something that they can do? Because we all have problems. We all want to do better at our job. Andy's shaking his head. We want to be better in our relationship. I've been married 17 years. I can be a better husband. Is there something that we can do personally? Like, I don't know. Do we look at ourselves? Do we write something down? You're the career coach. You're the life guide. You tell us. Or is that too loaded of a question?
So just be more specific. Is it like, hey, I want to be a better person in a certain area, career, or life? Is that the question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you could do to make an improvement?
I guess.
Go ahead.
It's too general of a question. I mean, if people want to take the next step, let's talk career first of all.
Okay.
Let's talk about moving forward in your career.
Yes.
How do you improve your career? Let's start there. For a person that wants a new job or wants to do better at their career right now, what would you tell them?
Yes. Well, the most important thing in the heart of my thought leadership and the work that I do, I would say, is understand what is your genius. What is your magic within you that you have to bring to the world? And your genius is comprised of three things. It is your natural talent, which we talked about just a moment ago. You were born with it. Nobody could teach it to you. The second piece is experience. So if you're in your career for a period of time, and even if you've done work that you don't like that much, you've learned from it, and that has given you some experience in an industry or with some, you've developed some skill sets. And then the third piece is passion. Like, what do you get excited about? I was trained in accounting in college, and I got to say, honestly, accounting never excited me, so I never built a career around that.
So wait a second. You started out as an accountant, and then you became an attorney, and you quit that to become a career coach.
Well, sort of. So I was an accountant student. I was an accounting student in college, and by the time I was getting ready to graduate, I knew accounting wasn't for me, although I got into law because a law firm hired me while I was a college student to do accounting work for them. And so that was my entree into the legal field, which seemed just more interesting.
Okay. I like that. I mean,
yeah.
I've been in jobs where you get beat down by your manager, where your self-esteem is in the toilet, and you start questioning your confidence, thinking to yourself, maybe I'm not that good.
I've got something you might not like that I'm going to say about that.
Go ahead.
Okay. So when you're in a situation that someone is being really critical of you, now, I do not want anyone to be in that situation long term, but often what I see is that, you know, from a spiritual perspective, the people that show up in our lives are mirrors for us. They show us what's inside of us that we're struggling with. And so if someone is there giving you a lot of criticism, what they're really showing you is that you are inside yourself criticizing yourself, and you don't have the confidence that you need to get to the next place yet.
So how do you confront those people? Or how do you respond to those people? Because I've worked for, and just take me for an example, and Andy, you may have been in this situation, because people in media, sometimes you run into a boss that is the lowest common denominator, where they're a narcissist and they only care about themselves. I don't know how it is in other industries, but it seems like they all fall into radio. Not here at WGN, thank God, but other stations.
They're in many professions. They are in many professions, the type of person you're
now,
talking
I've,
about, yes.
I've read about narcissists. If you confront a narcissist, they will use all their powers and their energies to beat you down. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, there's many layers in terms of answering that question. I mean, the first thing is what I said. Is if someone is treating you poorly and you're in that situation and you're allowing it, okay, the first thing is to understand that there's some reflection of you thinking poorly of yourself, or you wouldn't allow them to talk to you that way. Now, if you're beyond that, right, if you're beyond that and you're like, this person can't talk to me this way, then it's about being assertive with that person, not aggressive, but drawing clear boundaries of pointing out, you're talking to me in this way, you're using, you're saying these things that feel harsh, and you just put up the boundary and say, I can't communicate with you in this way, or you say, you know, this is something that I'm struggling with and I'd like to talk to you about. If it's not something you'll talk to me about, then you'd say, I'm going to go to the next level person and talk to that next level person. If ultimately you're in an environment where that behavior is allowed and it's not going to be it's not going to be quelled or some kind of response to it, then you're in the wrong environment for you. Right?
So you have to switch environments.
Well, let me also say this. So I used to be that kind of a manager.
What?
I know this may surprise you, Peach. I know.
You're kidding.
I know.
You're one of the nicest people I've ever met, and you're always encouraging and motivating and pumping people up. You're kidding.
Yes, this is true, because when I first became a leader in business, I had no leadership training, and I was very hard on myself. Therefore, I was very hard on my staff.
Wow.
And so I'm an example of someone who my staff started going bigger than me and complaining. And then I was told, ultimately, this behavior has to change because it's not part of our culture. And then I changed. Like, I had to take it upon myself. But that is a matter of, you know, people spoke up to say, I feel mistreated here. And once I heard it, I didn't hear it at first. I was told it many times before I actually heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I listened and I transformed. I went through training. I did all kinds of things to learn why I was behaving that way and how to turn it around.
Interesting.
So I know that's shocking.
Wow. I mean, Andy, you know Gina. That is a shocker.
That came out of left field, Gina, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That came way out of left field.
Man, I'm going to have I can't wait to see her.
I also have to say, because leadership, in like sort of an older school style leadership, was about being harsh and tough.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't work for a lot of people right now, especially creative people, right? You're talking about people in the media. You get a lot of journalists and radio personalities and TV personalities. These are creative people that are more sensitive than others, because that's how creativity flows, is by being a sensitive person. And that more harsh leadership style, that old school leadership style, just, it doesn't work in the modern world, because now there's a different style of leadership out there that's compassionate and loving, and helps to bring out the genius in others. And that's the direction we're moving, but not every environment has those kinds of leaders. Or you might have a great place to work, but one of those leaders is sort of there and nobody's speaking up about it.
Right. Okay. We're talking with Gina Marotta. Gina Marotta, MAROTTA.com. And she has, if you go to her blog, she has all of this on her blog, including the three pieces of career advice and Oprah's new book. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to give people advice on switching jobs. Can we do that?
Great.
Okay.
Yes.
And again, you can go to Gina's website if you'd like to email her or have her as your career coach, GinaMurata.com. It's 720 WGN. She's a career coach and spiritual guide. You can go to her website, GinaMurata, MARROTTA.com, and she joins us again. Gina, I want to mention that you gave Andy some career advice.
Yeah, we had a nice chat. Gina and I had a long chat, and I got to be honest, you know, the listening skills that she has, amazing. And ask the right questions.
See, I can never be in her job because just listening to people's problems, it would drive me crazy.
But it was more of a conversation, wasn't it, Gina? I mean, it was more, we were just kind of,
yes,
back and forth.
Yes, fair to say. You know, it's funny. It's the legal training that I had as a lawyer. You know, you really have to listen and understand what problems are people facing, like, because people have a lot of, like, oh, this is happening, and that is happening, and this is happening. I'm able to just kind of pinpoint, all right, here's the real issue.
Oh, okay.
This is what we need to focus on.
Yeah, and not to give too much away, because it's a little personal, but, you know, I had a couple of things I was doing. I was doing some teaching, still am doing a little bit of that. And I was wondering, you know, from Gina's perspective, you know, what was going on. I was getting a little frustrated with some of the students because, for whatever reason, and we discovered a commonality in that whole thing and helped me kind of work through that.
Yeah, so great. I mean, it's very fluid when I work with anyone. I'm listening, and I'm sort of a mirror for them, what's going on inside of them. And I'm also very intuitive. This is the spiritual guide part of my work. I can just kind of pinpoint, like, would this help, or let's try this exercise, and people get to clarity and feel better. I'm just truly blessed to be able to do this work.
Yeah, so I guess what I would say is, if someone is, you know, trying to decide whether or not they should speak what they're feeling inside to try to make themselves feel better, I would say, yeah, go ahead and do it. There's no stigma attached to that at all. Because
we all internalize it, man.
You know?
We all do, and we just, it builds up. You got to get it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and we don't realize it until we speak it.
Right, and then you figure it out when you say it out loud. Well, Gina, before we have to go into news, I wanted to talk about switching jobs. What's the first step that people should take if they're thinking about switching jobs, switching careers, moving on to the next step?
Yeah, so, you know, we mentioned this in the earlier segment. It's really discovering what is your genius and what is that pointing to. You know, we evolve in our careers over time. Where we were in our 20s is going to be different than our 30s, 40s, 50s. And so we have to reevaluate every somewhere between, you know, 2 to 5 to 7 years what it is that we really want to do next. And so taking that deep dive inquiry, what is my genius, what is it pointing to, and then having that be expressed in writing somewhere, right? Whether you use your LinkedIn page, whether you have a web page of your, you know, featuring your work that has a professional bio. I'm not a huge fan of resumes because I think, like, something like a bio is way better, but most, you know, jobs will want to see
right.
a resume. But something in writing that communicates who you really are. And I would say this, I'm also not a fan of, like, going out and trying to get, like, trying to apply for 10, 20 jobs, whatever looks good. I say only find the ones that are truly speaking to your heart, to what you really want to do, and focus on one or two, and that's it. Give your whole heart to it. Be unique. Stand out. Find out what are your connections that you have that know somebody in that company. How can you go get a lunch meeting with somebody or send somebody a personalized note or package just to let them know who you are? Get your resume on top of their pile and really put your effort in where you want to be.
Isn't it true that 90% of people that get jobs, they know someone within the company?
Absolutely. You know, whether they're in the company or somehow connected to the company.
Or associated somehow.
Personal connections make a big difference, especially at least to get you an interview. Some companies now, if it's a real big company, are using these more like word search mechanisms to just go through resumes rather than somebody reading them. So you might get missed, even if you had something really good because you weren't in the right word search. So having someone that's inside that company to say, hey, take a look at this person. I mean, when I get those phone calls, when I've gotten those phone calls in the past, I always, okay, great. If it's somebody that is meaningful to me, that I trust,
right,
I'm going to make sure I at least have them.
I think we've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If someone calls you up and says,
yeah,
hey, can you talk to so-and-so or take a look at this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say? Of course
yeah,
you're going to say yes. Gina, you're the best. Thank you for taking time
aww,
out on this Saturday. We appreciate it.
Oh, and blessings to the White Sox. We're hoping they're resting today.
They're resting, yes.
So that they can be really great at their job.
Blessings to the White Sox. I love that. GinaMarotta.com, MarotTA.com. Please, if you go to her website, check out her blog. She's got some great stuff that she sends out. Gina, we'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
Yeah. All right, take care. She is the absolute best. And you loved getting advice from her.
I tell you, it was a conversation that lasted a little over an hour, mm-hmm, and I looked down at my watch, and I'm like, whoa, I can't believe it's already been an hour and 10 minutes. We were just talking about things. It wasn't even like a cleansing, so to speak. It was just
right,
more like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. Tell me why I'm feeling this way.
Right.
And she did.
Or you get clarity.
You get a lot of clarity. And you know what really came out of it, to be honest with you, was I had a couple different directions that I was trying to go to just kind of make myself feel like I was whole, right?
Right.
I love doing what I do here. And that came out in what we talked about. The other things I was doing were just kind of to keep busy. This was the passion. And that's why I stuck with it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, she helped me out a lot.